Today's daf is Brachas Daf Tezayin. We are holding 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Tez Vav Amud Beis. We have our work cut out for us. Says Gemara Tani Rav Oshia. We're at the two dots. Tani Rav Oshia Kamei De Rava Uchsavtem Hakol B'Ksav Afilu Tzavaos. When it says Uchsavtem, we learn that everything needs to be written. It has to be Ksiva Tama Ushlema, complete Ksiva, even the Tzavaos in the Parsha. Meaning, when a person is writing mezuzos, when a person is writing tefillin, and you're writing over the Parshios of Shema, you even have to write out words like Ukshartem, Ukhsavtem, which actually express the mitzvah to write those mitzvahs that we're actually writing about. Samalei Damalachmani, who would tell you otherwise? Why would you, who is the person that would tell you that you need a drasha to tell you that you write these words? Of course you would write these words. So who must hold that you need a drasha? Rabbi Yehudihi, it's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Gabe Sota, Alos Kosev, Tzavaos Einu Kosev, because Rabbi Yehuda writes that when it comes to Parsha Sota, you write the Alos, the various curses, but not the Tzavaos, not the actual words that tell you that you have to write it. That's because the pasuk says by sota v'kasavus ha'alos ha'ela. So I would only know to write the alos. I wouldn't know to write the tzavos. So over here it says uchsavtem k'siva tama, tells me it has to be even the tzavos as well. Says Gemara, is that really the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda? Atu tami darbido mishum duchsiv v'kasav. Tami darbido mishum duchsiv alos. Alos in tzavos lo. It's not v'kasav versus uchsavtem. That uchsavtem is k'siva tama versus by sota is just bekasav without uchsavtem. No, it's the word alos itself. The fact that it says that you write the alos and nothing else. So itzrich salka daitach amina nail of ksiva ksiva mehasam. Now I might have thought that we should learn one from the other, that we should make a gzereshava ksiva ksiva, and therefore even though it only says bekasav by sota, I would have thought to learn from kriyashma uchsavtem mahasam. I'm sorry, to learn the other way, kriyashma from sota mahasam alos in tzavoslo afachanami tzavoslo, that I should learn uchsavtem from the kasav by sota, and therefore I should leave out the tzavos. That's why I knew that I feel the tzavos. That's why it has to say it in a different way. It's not the kasav. So you need to write the word the lashon of ksiva in a different way in order to tell me not to learn this gzeira shava. Very interesting that you need that I need a drasha to tell me not to learn a gzeira shava, because I would have had a hava mina to learn a gzeira shava. What do you mean a hava mina to learn a gzeira shava? The mitzvah basin points out in the back of the Gemara, Kaimelan ein adam dan gzeira shava me'atzmo. You're not allowed, elam kein kiblu me'rabo. A person's not allowed to make up a gzeira shava. So there's never a hava mina to learn a gzeira shava. You either have a mesora for the gzeira shava, you don't have the mesora for gzeira shava. Here we're saying, you have a hava mina to learn a gzeira shava, kamash mulan that I shouldn't. So he says, what you have to suggest is that there is some sort of gzeira shava of ksiva ksiva out there. And the question is, and he quotes a few Gemaras where there is a similar gzeira shava of ksiva ksiva, and the question is where exactly to apply that gzeira shava. And that leads to the whole discussion in the Rishonim. When we say ein adam dan gzeira shava me'atzmo, it's not abundantly clear exactly what the parameters of that are. Meaning, what exactly do you have to be mekabel me'rabo? Is it a number of gzeira shavas that we have out in Kol HaTorah Kula, and you just have to be mashlim that number? That's what you need to be mekabel me'rabo, that number? Or is it specific words, and then it's up to us to figure out where those words are, which parshios are supposed to be linked by those words? But there has to be some level of input in terms of gzeira shavas as well. Tani Rav Avadia Kamei de Rav, about 5-6 lines from the bottom. V'limadtem she'limud chatam she'itein revach ben advekim, that the limud has to be complete in the sense that you have to put space between what are words that can otherwise be attached. Ani Rav Basre, Kigon, I'll give examples. Many examples in Kriyashma where one word ends with the letter, with the same letter that the next word begins with, and therefore there's a significant danger of attaching the words and making them sound like one long word. Al Levavecha should not be Al Levavecha. Al levavchem, bechal levavcha, bechal levavchem, esav besadcha, vavadtem mehera, hakar of psil, eschem eres. All these groupings of words have a letter at the end at the end of the first word, the same letter that's the beginning of the second word. Amar v'chem v'chanina kolakar kriyashma medakti bos yosea mitzanin lo gehenim. If a person reads kriyashma and it's precise in his pronunciation, so his schar is that they cool down gehenim for him. Shenemar, because the pasuk says befareis shakai melachim ba tash. Tashlei Kitzalmon, Bitzalmon. So we darshan al tikri bifares rather ella bifarish, when you are explicit. Al tikri b'tzalmon el b'tzalmavis, and b'tzalmon is b'tzalmavis is a reference to Gehenim. So when mitzanin Gehenim, Tzlach points out, what do you mean mitzanin Gehenim? If the guy's a Rasha, so he belongs in Gehenim and he needs his kapara. If he's not a Rasha, what's he doing in Gehenim in the first place? So he has this unusual idea that even tzaddikim on the way up to Gan Eden, they have to stop off in Gehenim for a little bit to visit their relatives, to give a little chizuk to the relatives. So while they're visiting, there will be some sort of cooling of Gehenna. It's based on the Zohar or something, but a very unusual idea. Tosav here points out this idea of Bein Advekim, to put a Revach Bein Advekim, a space between two otherwise attached words. So Tosav gives some other examples. Rav Althus Mosav, Kagon, V'chara Af, Dim Lo Yitein Revach, Oz Nira Kemo V'charef, meaning even though it's not the same letter, the first word does not end with the same letter that the second word begins with, but still if you put these two words together, since it's a hey and an aleph, it could sound like an entirely different word, which has a very negative connotation. V'chein mosav u'isem oso u'zuchartem es va'asisem es shatzaruch liten revach bein mem shabesof teva la'aleph shabitchilas teva shachareha. When there's an aleph at the beginning of the second word, you have to be very careful. Really, you have to be careful all the time. And then he points out v'chein tzaruch lahatiz zayin shel tizkeru shlo yishmasin l'man shiyeh lanus schar mitzvos. You don't want to say leman tiskeru that we're doing this so that we can get schar, because you're not supposed to be kevra mishamish asarab al manas lekabel pras. We're supposed to be mishamish asarab shalom al manas lekabel pras. So you have to be very careful that it shouldn't sound bad. It should say leman tiskeru to lashon zechira, not a lashon of sechira. The Reb Chaim, Reb Soloveitchik quotes from his grandfather, from Reb Chaim, that there are shittos and rishonim that hold that only the first parsha of Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa, the second parsha is only d'rabbanan. And yet the Gemara is making a drasha over here, v'limadtem she'ilmudcha tam, she'itein revach bein advekim. From the word v'limadtem, which is in the second parsha, we're learning a chiv to put a revach bein Hadvekin. So how can we darshan a din d'oraisa from a parsha of Kriyat Shema that's really only part of Kriyat Shema midrabanan? How could that teach us a din d'oraisa about the way we say Kriyat Shema? So Reb Chaim explains that from the Gemara Tzmuchach that the din of limud chatam is not only a din in Kriyat Shema. Maybe it's just a din in Kriya of Torah. It's a din that whenever a person is korei Torah shebichsav, that Kriyat Shema is a chalos kiyum mitzvah talmud Torah. Also, what do we say? A person misses man Kriyat Shema shel shachris. So the Mishnah says that mikan ve'elach, afterwards he could still be korei k'korei b'torah. He should still say Kriyat Shema like korei b'torah. There's a kiyum of Kriya b'torah. Rashi writes in Hey Amud Aleph, Mikra, Rashi says, why is Chumash called Mikra? Shemitzvah likros b'torah. Because there's a mitzvah to be korei b'torah. You see, there's a kiyum mitzvah of limud Torah shebichsav that's mekuyim only al yedei Kriya, as opposed to Torah shebal peh, where maybe there's no din of Kriya. It's just in the thinking, in the analyzing, in the, but it's not a din in Kriya per se. But by Torah shebichsav, there's din of Kriya b'peh, and perhaps that's this limadtem of Revach Bein Advekim is whenever we're learning Torah Shebichsav, and it's not only limited to Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, "Vaytinel." Last line on the page. Rav Ravicham Rav Chanina, Lama Nismachu Ahalim Linachalim. Why does the Pasuk juxtapose the concept of an ohel with the concept of a nachal? So d'chsiv, because where do we find that the Pasuk does such a thing? Pasuk says, ki nachalim nitayu ki ganos aleinar ka ahalim nata Hashem ka razim, etc. So you see that nachalim and ahalim are put right next to each other. It must be that not everyone had this gear, because ahalim le nachalim, look at the first Rashi. Rashi writes, ki nachalim nitayu ka ahalim nata. Right? He quotes a Pasuk as if the Gemara didn't quote the Pasuk. Where do we find Rashi has to tell you that, to explain the Gemara's question. And not only that, Tosus points out, Tosus says it's the wrong pasuk. Rashi's got the wrong pasuk. There's a different pasuk in Matovu. That's the pasuk that we're talking about of Nechalim and Alim. So obviously they didn't have this gear, so where the Gemara itself quotes this pasuk. But anyway, what is the connection between Alim and Nechalim? Lama l'cham, man Nechalim al-Nasim. Just like a nachal is mitar a person could be tovel in a nachal and will make him tahar. So too the ohel brings a person, the ohel of Torah, the Beis Medrash, brings a person mikav chova lekav schus. What does it mean the ohel brings a person mikav chova lekav schus? Doesn't every mitzvah bring a person mikav chova lekav schus? What's the chiddush? The Talmud Torah has that ability. So three basic explanations I saw in Shara Mitzion Balacha. In Anaf Yosef he says that the Torah, in addition to being a tavlin that protects a person from chait, it's even if a person has been nichshal and been metame himself, the ma'ar shabaz machzira lemutav. That's the unique element of Torah. Other mitzvos, the point is, you're doing the mitzvah, that will keep you out of trouble. When it comes to Torah, it will fix that which you have done previously. Whatever pagam there is in a person's neshama will be metire him, like the nachal is metire. That's the imagery of Torah. If the person already has a problem, he's already tamei. The Rechaim HaKadosh, he quotes, says that even that the point is, it's not the Torah. It doesn't say Talmud Torah. It says Ohalim, the Ohel. Even going to the Beis HaMedrash itself, putting oneself in the environment, in the atmosphere of a Beis HaMedrash, even if you're not learning, still it's a zuchus to be metar mechovo. Because if we're talking about learning, then it will be pashut. Of course, Talmud Torah connected to kulam. Talmud Torah obviously would do it. No, the chiddush is, it's a chiddush, that even going to the Beis HaMedrash alone without learning, just being in that atmosphere, has its impact. But I thought the pshat of the chida was the resonated the most with me. The chida in Pesach Hanayim writes that if you go to the Beis HaMedrash for a kavod or a busha, even so, it's malal kav schus, like a mikvah. Why? What's the mashal to a mikvah? The halacha is in Yeredeus, in Kuf Tzadiches, that nida shenensa, also la tvila. If a woman falls into a mikvah, it counts as a tvila. She had no intention to go to the mikvah, she wasn't trying to be matara herself. It works anyway, she's tahara anyway. That's the point, that if a person goes to the Beis HaMedrash to learn, it doesn't matter what his kavanas are. The lol miyasaka, the matara mitzvah, pi shalolishma, shemitok shalolishma balishma, that it's going to have the desired impact, even if he's going for ulterior motives. Obviously, we know that the Gemara tells us elsewhere that Torah could be a sam mavis if a person uses it lekanter, if a person uses it for negative kavanas. But Tosfos in several places in Shas says there's a difference between having less than the ideal kavana and having negative kavana. I mean, sometimes when I learn Torah because I want kavod, I learn Torah because I want people to say I'm such a firm guy. So that's not so terrible. But what's really terrible is if you learn Torah just to know how to try to question all the foundations of our religion and how to mock things and how to make fun of things. So that would be a very bad form of negative kavana. Hakarei l'mafreya lo yotzei. So the Mishnah said that if a person reads the Kriya Shema out of order, he is not yotzei. Says where Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yossi have a kachatrin like none other Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yossi were preparing a chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. Amrlu adahachi vachi ezel esh milsa de beim drasha veisi vei melechu. What else would a chassan do on his wedding day? Rabbi Elazar says, I have a few minutes of my wedding day. I want to go chop a little bit of Torah. Let me go see if there's some Torah being taught somewhere, and I'll learn something. And then I'll be able to report it back to the people who are helping me prepare for the wedding. So he found the following thing being taught by Rabbi Yochanan. If a person was saying Shema, and he made a mistake, and he doesn't know where he's holding, he doesn't know where exactly he made the mistake. So the Bach alters the Girsa a little bit over here. Yachsa l'rosh. Got to go back to the beginning, because it could have been the mistake was at the very beginning. If he knows that he's in the middle of the second paragraph of Shema, let's say, so go back to the beginning of the second paragraph, because you know that you made the mistake somewhere in that paragraph. Bein perek leperek. If he's made the mistake between prakim, yachsel leperek, but he doesn't know which prakim, yachsel leperek rishon, go back to the first one. Bein ksiva leksiva, yachsel leksiva rishona. If he's the words ksiva chsavtem, but he's not sure of the first parasha, the second parasha, go back to the first one. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu al shalo pasach b'leman yibru yumeichem. You only would go back to the first parasha if you didn't start just by rote l'man yirbu yumeichem. Avol pasuk l'man yirbu yumeichem sirchei nakad vasi. But if you already started l'man yirbu yumeichem, then there's a good chance that you were just following the normal habit and you've already read through the second parasha, and that's what led you right into l'man yirbu yumeichem. So Asavam, so Rabbi Lazar heard this teaching on his wedding day, so he went and he reported back to Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yossi. They said, it's worth helping you prepare for your wedding. If we would have only heard this one thing at this wedding, it would have been all worth it for us. This concept of sirchei nakat va'asi comes up in poskim in a variety of different spots. In Shara Mitzion Balacha, he points out quotes from a whole bunch of different poskim. The Taz in Yardei and some Samach Tes, Sifkan Chavdal quotes a maisa of a woman who cooked meat and she wasn't sure whether she did melicha on the basar or not. And he was matir based on the fact that A, it's only safek drabanan, because dam shabishlu, if you have cooked blood, it's not a nisr d'oraisa, it's only nisr drabanan. But B, he says, she probably did whatever she's used to doing. She's been cooking meat for years and years, and she knows, she always does melicha. Sir chenakat, that we assume that people just fall into whatever their normal habits are, and that's what they do. They do whatever comes habitually to them. The Gilyon Yashas of Yosef Engel quotes a different source, the Nachla Shivan Simun Ches. A woman is Madlik Nero Shabbos Al Das, that she'll make the bracha afterwards, but things were a little crazy in the house, and she doesn't remember if she made the bracha or not. So says the Nachla Shiva, Sircha Nakat, that if she lit the Shabbos candles at the normal time to light Shabbos candles, Mistama, she made the bracha afterwards also, because that's her normal habit. She probably did whatever she normally does. The Chuvus Nod Yehuda, Madura Kami Yardea Simun Nun Gimel, a woman did a chafifa to prepare herself for the mikvah. She doesn't remember if she did a proper chafifa, if she did it enough, if she did everything she was supposed to do, if she went through her old checklist. Says Nod Yehuda, Mistama, Sircha Nakat, she went through her old checklist. One last one, Shvus Yaakov Chelk Beis Simunayin Ches, a woman who comes back mi Beis HaTvila, and she remembers that in the Beis HaTvila, while she was at the mikvah, she asked another woman to borrow her comb. She doesn't remember if she used it or not, if she actually combed her hair or not. Says Shvus Yaakov, Mistama, she used it, because when you borrow a comb from people, 99 out of 100 times, you're then going to use it. So again, this concept of Sircha Nakat is just a sense that a person does whatever should they're in the habit of normally doing. New Mishnah. Workers can read Kriya Shema even standing on very high places, which you're not allowed to do for tefillah. You're not allowed to daven in these high places. That's halacha number one. Number two, chasen patur from Kriya Shema laila rishona vad motzei Shabbos im lo asa maisa. The chasen is patur from Kriya Shema the first night after he gets married until motzei Shabbos, provided that he hasn't had the bia rishona yet. Umaisa bring amliel shenasi isha v'kar laila rishona. And one time, Rabbi Gamliel, when he got married, he read Kriya Shema that first night. Tosfos right away asks, "I Maisa Listar, we just said you're not supposed to read in the first night." Tosfos says, "No, Kamash Lanim Gadol Ubotech Ba'atzmo Shiuchal Eskaven V'Uroy Litol Shemer Shos Biyado." That's teaching us halacha. It's not being so. So it's teaching us halacha that even though one is putter, but if they're confident that they're going to be able to focus and have the kavana necessary, so then they can. Then you're allowed to. You're allowed to take that upon yourself if you are ro'i l'kach. So anyway, the Talmidim saw that when we were saying Kriya Shema, Amar lo Talmidav, he already had Talmidim when he was getting married. They said, "L'matan Rabbeinu, shechasen pater mikriya shema. Didn't you teach us that a chasen is pater from Kriya Shema?" So Amar lahem, "Eini shamei alachem levatale menu malchus shemaim afilu shah achas." He says, "What do you want me to do? I can't be mevatale malchus shemaim even shah achas. That I have no other choice. I have to say Kriya Shema." It's interesting. Maris Chiyus on Amud Beis, for some reason it appears in Amud Beis, says this lashon matin Rabbeinu. He says mikan hotzia Rambam. From here, the Rambam gets the idea in Parakei of Hilchos Talmud Torah Alecha Tes ra'a rabo over al divrei Torah. If you see a Rebbe violating Alecha, Omer lo the matan Rabbeinu. You should use such a lashon the matan Rabbeinu. Don't use another lashon of "Hey, that's wrong" or anything. I mean, this respectful language we learn from the Tanaim. We learn from the Talmidim of Rabbi Gamliel. That's the idea of the matan Rabbeinu. Now, Rashi writes over here, when we say that umnin are korim brosh ilan brosh nidvach, which you don't do by tefillah, why don't you do it by tefillah? Says Rashi, ditzlusa rachamihi ubayi kavana. Because davening is rachamim and requires kavana. So you can't daven on top of a tree because you need kavana. You're going to be afraid that you're going to fall down, says Rashi. So what emerges from Rashi, that the reason you don't daven in a high place is because of the issue of kavana. So then why are you allowed to read Kriya Shema in ilan? Doesn't Kriya Shema also require kavana? So you have to say that tefillah is different because there's a separate din of kavana by tefillah. The famous Reb Chaim, the second Reb Chaim in the whole Sefer, that by tefillah there's not only an issue of kavana that you have to pay attention to the words that you're saying, there's another kavana that the entire time you're davening, you have to have kavana that you're omei lefnei hamakom and speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's unique to tefillah. That's not a kavana that's required anywhere else. By Kriya Shema, yes, you makabel ol malchus shemayim, which means you have to have kavana for what the words mean. The Shemayim Shal Shemal Kedosh Shemachan is is Kabbalah Sal Malach Shemaim. But you don't have to envision yourself the entire time as being Omed Lifnei HaMakom. So that that Kavana B'Tfilah is apparently the Kavana that would be too difficult to have on top of a tree. But for Kriya Shema, it's fine. And that's why Rav Salvation explains, a shikr who davens tfilasa toeva, it's not a tfila at all. As opposed to by Kriya Shema, we don't have any such halacha about a shikr that says Kriya Shema, that it's not a Kriya Shema at all. Because he can understand the words that he's saying when he's a shikr, he just not able to have that deeper kavana of being omil fnei makom. Another nafkamina, if he's Mafsik de ligmar eskula, so it's a psul by tefila. Why? Why when a hafsik is a psul by tefila kedei ligmar eskula, but not by kriya shema? Because by tefila you have to be omid lefnei hamakom. So that hafsik meant that you're no longer omid lefnei hamakom. You're no longer viewing yourself as being omid lefnei hamakom. That's all within Rashi, though. The Rambam himself does seem to understand this a little bit differently. The Rambam Perkei of Hilchos Tefila lists off shmona dvarim tzarich hamispal lizar behem, 8 things that when someone is davening, they have to be very careful about. And he talks about how to make sure your clothing are proper, and that you're in the right place to daven, and that you know when to bow. And then he goes on to write, Tikkun HaMakom Ketzad, what does it mean, the right place? Yamun Makom Namuch, in a very low place. Face the wall, don't have any distractions, you shouldn't be looking at a million different things. And then in that context, right away, he quotes our Mishnah, So it sounds from the Seder of the Halachas of the Rambam, Salvech points out, that the din of Eidim Mispalim Brosh Ilan is not a din Kavana, it's a din in Tikkun Makom L'Tfilah, similar to the din of Eidim Mispalim El Makom Gavoa. It's a din in finding the right place for Tfilah. It's not a din in Kavana per se. L'may Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam, whether it's a din in Kavana, whether it's a din in Tikkun Makom, Nafkamina might be if you didn't come down from the tree and Yadavin Brosh Ilan. If it's a Chisaron of the Kavana of Omid L'Fnei Hashem, so that's a psul in the Tfilah. The Rambam holds that if a person does not have kavana that he's only lefnei Hashem, then his whole tefillah is worthless. But if it's a problem of tikkun makom, then the tefillah would still be kosher. Okay, let's go weiter. Says Maratan Rabbanan, Ha'umnim karen barosh ha'ilan, barosh ha'nivrach ha'mispalim, barosh ha'zayis, barosh ha'teina, v'shar kal ha'ilanos, yardim l'mato mispalim. The umnim can read, could say kriya shema on top of a tree and daven, but other types of trees, they have to go down and daven. By rosh, as opposed to Zayis and Teina. Ubalabais Benkach Benkach Yorod Mato Mispal Fishain Daitim Yusheveslav. Balabais should always go down because he's not going to have Daitim Yusheves, he's not going to be able to focus, and he's in charge of his own time, so he has the ability to go down. Fractoso Symptomer, Tabaklim Shim Darmin Lelo Yamarad Makum Gavovis. Well, forget about Daitim Yusheveslav. The halacha is, if you're in charge of your own time, that you're not allowed to daven in a high place. You have to daven in a low place. So, of course, you have to go down. What do you have to tell me? Because it's saying Daitim Yusheveslav. Let's say the shul is on the second floor of a building or on the third floor of a building. Does it mean you have to go to the ground floor? Of course not. No. The low part means the lowest part of the shul. So in a tree is like an aliyah. It's like being on the second floor. It's not like you're not allowed to stand on a chair in daven, but a tree is not a chair. A tree would have a din on the second floor. And therefore, we need another reason of Ein Daitim Yusheveslav. Rami Rav Mari Breda Ba Shmuel Rava. So Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, said to ask the stira to Rava. So very unusual name, Bered Bas Shmuel. Rashi points out that in some places we call him Bar Rachel, Bas Shmuel. Rachel was this Bas Shmuel. She was captured by Goyim, and one of the captors slept with her and impregnated her, and then was Megayer afterwards. But because of the circumstances behind his conception, it's a little embarrassing to go with his father's name, so we go with the mother's name, which one could argue would make it more embarrassing because we're drawing attention to it, but whatever it is, we go with the mother's name instead of the father's name. Tanan, Ha'umnin Karen Baroshi Ilan Baroshi Nidvach Alma Lo Ba'i Kavana. On the one hand, we say that the Yomnin could say Kriya Shema on top of a tree, sounds like you don't need Kavana. Or Amini, Akari Shema Tzorak Shei Chavin Eslibo, Shema Shema Yisrael. Ula Lanu Amar Haskesu Shema Yisrael. Haskes means to pay attention. Ma'ala Lan Baskes Afkan Baskes. So don't you see that Shema has to be said with focus and with attention? So which is it? Ishtik, so he didn't say anything. Amalei, midi shmiel achmal, he says, well, no, when I asked the question, I wanted you to answer it. Did you hear any answers to this? Do you know anything? So amalei, hachi amrav sheshes, v'usha b'teil mi melachta and v'korin. No, the difference is that they're going to be bottled from melacha when they're reading Shema. Vatanya, and the Brisa supports this. Beisalom Roskim Bamlachtam Vekaren Lo Kasha Perik Rishon Perik She. I'm sorry, no, not Brisa. This is a Kasha. Vatanya Beisalom Roskim Bamlachtam Vekaren that they're reading Shema while they're Osik Bamlacha Lo Kasha Perik Rishon Perik Sheni. Differences in the first parak of Shema or the second parak of Shema whether you can be Osik Bamlacha or not and read Kriya Shema. Tanu Rabbanan Apolin Shoyi Osim Bamlacha Itzal Baal Bais Karen Kriya Shema Mvarkel Mfnei Lachra. If a person is working for somebody else, so he should say Kriya Shema with the brachos before and after. Va'ochlin pitan umvarchlin fanel lachra, and eat bread and make a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. Muspalin tefilas shel Shmona Esrei and say a full Shmona Esrei. Aval, but here's what you can't use your time doing: can't browse the internet, can't ein yordin lefnei ateva, shouldn't daven for the yamud, vein dosin kapeim, you shouldn't do birchas kohanim. Ay va'tanya me ein yudches. But don't we have another brayse that says you shouldn't even say the full Shmona Esrei? You should only say the abridged version of Shmona Esrei. I'm Rav Sheshes Lo Kasha, Harim Gamliel, Harim Yeshua. That's Machlokes from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua that we find on Daf Chav Ches and Beis. And Gamliel says, "Bechol Yom Yom Mispal Adam Yud Ches Brachos." And Rabbi Yeshua says, "Nah, every day you don't have to say Shmona Esrei. Me'ein Yud Ches is good enough." So that accounts for the discrepancy. So frankly, Mari E Rabbi Yeshua, for assuming like Rabbi Yeshua, Mari Yepolim, Afilu Kol Adam Nami. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't only allow workers to say the abridged version of Shmona Esrei; he allows everybody to say the abridged version of Shmona Esrei. Eli Edividi Rav Gamliel, Lo Kasha. It depends how you're getting paid. If you're actually getting paid with wages, so then you really need to cut your davening short because you have to be very sensitive to the time. If all he's doing is saying, you work for me and in exchange I'll feed you, so then it's understood that you're allowed to take time for basic things like davening and like saying a proper Shema and saying a full Shemon Esrei. Vahatanya, and this is the Vahatanya that's been Ichusa, a riot to this, that there's a chilek between working for wages and working for food. Hapolim shayosim lach, it's about that workers who are doing work for somebody else say Kriya Shema, they daven, they eat their bread, no bracha rishona, yes bracha achrona, but an abridged bracha achrona, only two brachos, not all four brachos of Birchas HaMazon. Ketzad, bracha rishona ketikuna, the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon you say normally, shnia poseach b'Birchas HaAretz v'kolim b'nei Yerushalayim b'Birchas HaAretz. Second one, you include b'nei Yerushalayim together with Birchas HaAretz. Tos points out, even though these brachas are midaraisa, so the chari you should have to say the full bracha. Yesh kach v'yakham lakar davar min haTorah. That's a chiddush. Say these brachas are all daraisa. Maybe these themes are all daraisa, but that all these brachas, the actual text of the brachas is daraisa, not so pashtut at all. Pashtut says v'yachalta v'savato v'irachta includes some sort of thank you to Hashem. The Gemara is going to say later on, brich rachmana dahai pita. According to one sheet, according to Yosef Roa, is good enough. Just saying thank you Hashem for this bread. You know, bless. Is the God of this bread. So it's quite a chiddush that Tosfos assumes that these brachos actually saying the text, the full text of these brachos would be daraisa, and that this involves being oker davar min haTorah. One could have said this does not involve being oker davar min haTorah at all. Adrabah, it's being mokemid on the din daraisa. This is the way to fulfill the daraisa by mentioning all the themes of the brachos without actually saying all of the brachos in full. Anyway, but here's the part of the braisa that we quoted all this for. Bamedvar mamurim bosim b'scharan. When do we say you have to start cutting things short? That's when you're getting paid. But if you're just working for food, then you make the normal bracha. Then you wouldn't. Then you would not have to cut anything short, and it would be completely fine to make the normal bracha. Good, says the Gemara now further. Chasun patam rekriya shma. So we say that a chasun is pater from actually just one more thing before we move on. So Rashi writes ein mevarchlin fanel. Why not? Because it's ein min haTorah. The Rif, however, is a gear so mevarchlin fanel. So the question is in Rashi, why ein mevarchlin fanel? What bitul melacha is there with such a short bracha? And furthermore, according to meaning of bracha rishona is nothing. It takes 3 seconds to say bracha rishona. So one could say you see how sensitive you have to be about your employer's time, about the time that you're working. That even those 3 seconds matter. Also, though, according to Rashi, that we don't make a Birchas Hananim because it's not min haTorah, why is it any different than Birchas Kriya Shema? Birchas Kriya Shema are also only midrabanan. What's the difference between Birchas Hananim and Birchas Kriya Shema? So this could fit well with the Yisod that the Rashba has to explain a Rambam. I'm not going to get into the whole Torah over here, but the Rashba has a basic yesod in explaining a Rambam that there's a separate kiyum of Kriyashma im birchosecha, that the ideal way to fulfill Kriyashma is not just a birchsa mitzvah and then you do the mitzvah. There's a deeper connection between Kriyashma and the brachos. It's an entirely separate kiyum of Kriyashma and birchosecha. That's why the Rambam paskins in Paragvayz Vilchos Kriyashma that if one is not sure if they read Kriyashma or not, they're chozer v'korei and you still make the bracha. But if you know that you read Kriyashma, you're just not sure if you made the brachas, so you're not chozer umavarich. Because the brachas on their own aren't anything, but Kriyashma im birchosei, even if you had a suffix, so one would have said, okay, suffix, I'll rise to say Kriyashma again. Why would I say the brachas, though, if I had a suffix? If it's only a suffix mitzvah, suffix darabar lukul, suffix brachas lahakel. Why am I saying the brachas? Says the Rashba, it must be it's a din of Kriyashma im birchosei. You have to say like that the Rambam generally doesn't hold that if you have a suffix whether you're chayiv in a mitzvah that you make a bracha. The Rambam holds in Hilchus Mila that if you make do a mila on an androgynous, he says you don't make a bracha on such a mila because it's suffix whether there's a chayiv or not. So if it's suffix, you're doing a suffix mitzvah, yes, suffix daraisa l'chumra, you got to do the mitzvah but not the bracha. That same Rambam at Kriyashma says that you do have to make the birchs Kriyashma. So you see that the birchs Kriyashma are a different kind of bracha. It's a kiyum of Kriyashma im birchoseha. Okay, chasen patim Kriyashma. Chasen is patim from Kriyashma. Tanu Rabbanan, so the next, till the Mishnah, we already had all this. Gemara, we can go quick. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in Brisa. B'shifkul v'esach prad l'osik mitzvah teaches us that an osik mitzvah is patim from Kriyashma. B'lach v'derek prad l'chasen, chasen is patim. Mikan amra, according to the psul, patim as almana chayiv. Someone marries a psul, is patim from Kriyashma, and almana is chayiv. My mashma, amra papa ki derek, ma derek rishos, afachanam rishos. Where do we see that it's prad l'osik mitzvah? So b'lach v'derek is only someone who's doing something that's a rishos. So frankly, does derech necessarily mean rishos? Milo askim the kazal dvar mitzvah fafilu achiyam rachman alikri. Sometimes derech is you're going to do a mitzvah. Same kain lemikra b'leches. May b'lech techa shema mina b'lech tzidach to b'chayev said the mitzvah petiras. B'lech techa tells me that we're talking about an optional going. Iachim ma'iri akonis as besula afinim kolis as salman anami. If that's the case, why do we emphasize only besula? Marrying an alman is also a mitzvah. So hacha tarid v'achalo tarid. No, the difference is there's no tirda when you marry an almana. Imishim tirda afilu tavas minos b'yam nami. If it's an issue of tirda, then when your investment turns sour, you should be patur from Kriyashma because you're tarud. Samri, hasim tirda d'rishos, hacha tirda d'mitzvah. No, the difference is tirda d'rishos versus tirda mitzvah. You need both elements. It needs to be a tirda and it needs to be a mitzvah related tirda in order to patur from Kriyashma. Period. Next hanhaga of Rabban Gamliel that was unusual. First thing we said was that he said Kriyashma even though he was patur from Kriyashma and Laila Arishon. The Achronim Abad is Yushalmi that says Kalapatim and Adav Valseo Nikra Hediot, that anyone who's patur from something and he does it anyway is called a fool. So why isn't Rabban Gamliel Nikra Hediot for doing that which he is that which he's patur from? The Ramah quotes that in Shulchan Aruch Kalapatim and Adav Valseo Nikra Hediot in the context of sitting in Sukkah when it's raining. He says that if a person goes and decides they want to sit in Sukkah, even though it's raining, so Nikra Hediot, they're called a fool. There's some Hasidim that are makbid to sit in, I think Lubavitch is a makbid to sit in Sukkah, even when it's raining, and their svara is, we know what it says in the Ramah, we'd rather be a fool than not be in the Sukkah. So like Rav Shach said, okay, so they're fools, so you know, whatever it is, that's the Ramah. So the question is, why wasn't Rav Gamliel in violation of that? So you have to work through that Sugya, it's an interesting Sugya. Says the Mishnah, Rachatzai Larishon Shemei. Another unusual thing he did, he bathed on the first night after his wife died. Amru Talmidav Matan Rabbeinu Sha'avel Asul Irchas. So his Talmidim said, wait a second, Rabbi, you taught us that an Avel is not allowed to bathe. Amlehem, Eni Kshar B'nei Adam. I'm not like regular people. Istinis Ani. I'm an Istinis, it's too difficult for me to, it would be painful for me not to bathe. Tulsus points out, that's what it means. That it's not just that I won't, I'd be withholding from myself the enjoyment of bathing. If I didn't bathe, it would be an active tsar, and there's no mitzvah of avelus to be in tsar from not bathing. It's just that one shouldn't do things of tainug, and that's why Tosfos says if a person has chatatin barosho, he has some sort of things on his head that he needs to wash in order to be just to not be uncomfortable, he's allowed to do it. Yoledes, all sorts of different situations where it's going to be an actual tsar, then one is allowed to bathe. Next issue with Rav Gamliel, Shemes Tavi Avdo Kibel of Tanchumen. When his Eved died, he was Mekabel Tanchumen for his Eved. Amr lo Talmid of Matan Rabbeinu Shem Mekabel Tanchumen al Avadim. Didn't you teach us that you can't be Mekabel Tanchumen for Avadim? So Amr lahem, Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Kal Avadim, Kosher Haya. He's a different kind of Eved. He is Kosher, and because he's Kosher, so that's why I'm allowed to be Mekabel Tanchumen. So if Salvechik points out from here, you see that apparently there's a din of Avelus even on people who aren't Krovim. I mean, an Eved's not a Karov. So what kind of Avelus? So what is Kosher? Who says you should be Mesabel on anybody who happens to be Kosher? So you see from here that there is this concept of volunteering Avelus. Even absent a Chi of Avelus, one could sometimes volunteer an Avelus. The Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel Vilksav Alach Adalad, writes, Mi she'en lo Avelum lesnachem, boyim asar ben adam k'sherim v'yoshim v'mekom v'kol shivisim e'avelus, v'shara m'skapsim aleihem. That if there are no Avelum, they should get people together to act like Avelum, so that there could be some sort of sense of Avelus. So apparently there is this concept of Kabbalas Tanchumen, which is a din in Avelus that could be done by people other than the Krovim. That's why you have a din. A person who stands at Shas Yitzias Neshama by an Adam Kasher. It's a major shaila for doctors that are often in these circumstances. Halacha, they have to be Korea. You have to do Kriya when you're there at the Shas Yitzias Neshama. Isn't Kriya din in Avelus? How can you be Misabel? He's not even your relative. You just happen to be there at the Shas Yitzias Neshama. So apparently, you see, it's not necessarily that it's only for Krovim. Avelus could be even sometimes on a volunteer basis. Rav Salvechik held this halacha l'maisa. When people who are adopted children asked if they should be misabel, if they were allowed to be misabel, if they're allowed to sit shiva for their adoptive parents. He said, yeah, you're allowed to volunteer an avelus, and this is it's an appropriate place to volunteer an avelus. And that's what the Ramon Yardeh Shinai and Dalit Sivav quotes from Chuvas Arash. Someone wants to be machmir al atzmo l'sabel misha ein tzarech she'ein otzarech ein mochin biyado. Someone wants to. Ramon says explicitly, you want to volunteer an avelus, you're allowed to. We're not going to yell at a person for volunteering. We're not going to criticize a person for volunteering an avelus. If it was absent any kiyum whatsoever, it didn't have any meaning to it, of course we would criticize it. What are you doing? Why would you act like an avel when you shouldn't act like an avel? Right, it's got to be that there's some level of kiyum in the avelus, even absent a chiyuv. Chasim, right in the Mishnah. Chasim, rotsa likrom skriyash malayla rishon korei. Rishon gomliel lomar lo kala rotsa litol shem yitol. Chasim, if he wants to say kriyash on the first night, can. Rishon gomliel says, no, not everyone should hold themselves up to that status of being able to be korei kriyash malayla rishon. You have to really be a bar hachi to do it. Says Maitam gomliel, why? What's the svar from gomliel that he bathed on the first night? Savra ninus layla drabanan, duksiv achrisu kiyomar, umakumistinus lo that he held that Aninus Laila is only Drabanan, and because he's an Istinus, he held that he didn't have to observe the Gzer Drabanan, because the Rabbanan would never go there on an Istinus during the time of Aninus. There is a major machlokas Rambam Ramban whether an Onain has Dine Avelus. Right? There are certain Dine Avelus that definitely an Onain doesn't have. He's still allowed to wear shoes, right? He's still allowed to do certain things, but that's because he's got to be Osek B'Tzorche Kvura, and by observing all the Dine Avelus, it will hold him back from the Tzorche Kvura. Machlokas Rambam Ramban had to understand that. Is it that there are no Dine Avelus until Stimas HaGolel, until the Kvura? Or is it, no, there are Dine Avelus already right away from the Misa. The Misa is the Mechayiv of the Avelus. Elamai, Yerosek Mitzvah, so not all issues of Avelus are knowing yet. And they have to work through what the deal is with an Onein, and what it means that Aninus Laila is Rabbanan. Okay, Shemes Tavi Avdo, when Tavi Avdo died, so he said that he was Mekabel Tanchumen. Tan Rabban Avad Mushvach Hosein Obn Aleim Shur Ve'enom Aleim Shavelim Tanchumen. Avadim Shvachos, you don't get you stand in the Shura. The Shura is at the cemetery when everyone lines up and does a public Nichum Avelim. As we pointed out in the past, Nichum Avelim, even though all those people are going to go for personal visits and say Amakum Yinachem one-on-one, there is a din of Nichum Avelim that's a Chovas HaYachid on an individual basis. A person has to do Nichum Avelim, and then there's a Chovas HaTzibur. The community as a whole has to do Nichum Avelim. You're only Omid B'Shur if you have 10 people, because 10 people represents the Tzibur. That's a chovas hatzibur of nichum avelim. You don't do that for avadim ushvachos. Apparently, the tzibur is not mishtatev, even though we recognize the personal loss as a tzibur loss. He wasn't part of the tzibur avadim ushvachos. So the tzibur has no din of avelim. They don't know birch avelim tanchum avelim. Maisa meis shivchas shrabi lazer. The shivcha rabbi lazer died in the talmid of menachemo. Talmidim wanted to be menachem. Yimakim charal some alul aliyav alu achrav. So he saw them. He ran up to the second floor to run away from them because he didn't want to be mekabel tanchumin. But they chased right after him. Nichnas Nichlas on Pilo, Nichlas Akrav. He went into the hallway and they chased right after him. Nichlas the Traklin, Nichlas Akrav. He went into the big room and they came in after him. He kept on trying to run away from them. Amarlam Kumaduma Nishatim Nichlam Beposhim. Actually, we had to Nichlam Afilu Bechamei Chamin. I thought you'd take a small hint, but apparently even very big hints you can't take. I'm running away from you. Stop it. Stop chasing me. So lo kach shenisi lechem avadim shvachos zeinom demalem b'shur veinom malem b'rchavim v'lo tanchumei avelim. It's an eved a shivcha. I can't be mekabel tanchumin. Elama omrim alehem. What do you say when an eved a shivcha dies? Shem shom lo ladam al shor v'al chamor shemesu hamokim malil lachachesroncha kachom lo aladu v'al shivchas hamokim malil lachachesroncha. Just like when a person loses an investment, you say Hashem should fill in whatever you lost. So by an eved a shivcha, Hashem should fill in whatever you lost. But it's not the personal loss. Tanya idach avadim shvachos zein maspidin osan. We have another brayso that you can't be maspidin eved a shivcha. Rabbi Yosi omrim eved kashru omrim lav hay ish tov v'neman v'nenem yigio. If he's an eved kasher, so you shouldn't go on and on about what a tzaddik, but you could say he's a good man, trustworthy, and worked hard, and was nena from his hard work. So Amar lo imkein mayinachta l'ksherim. Says if that's what you say for an eved, I don't know what you're going to say for real kasher Jews, because what better compliment is there than a good man, trustworthy, and enjoyed hard work. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Karin Avos El L'Shlosh of Ein Karin Imos El L'Arba. There are only three people in human history that we can call Avos, four people that we can call Imahos, meaning the Shvatim don't count as Avos, David doesn't count as Avos, Shlomo, right? Three people that are Avos, four Imos. Avos my time, why only three that are Avos? Ile Mishum Deloya Dinan, Imi Ruven Kasinan, Mishum Kasinan. If you're going to say, because we know we all descend from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Beyond that, we don't know if we actually descend from any one of the particular Shvatim. Well, then Imos, you have the same problem. And yet we call both Rachel and Leah Imos, even though we don't know if we come from Rachel or if we come from Leah. No, it must be that there's a certain level of chashivos that those first few had that we don't have afterwards, that just doesn't exist. Tani idach, Avadim Mushvach, same karm, Masam, Abba Ploni, the Ima Plonis. Avadim Mushvach should not be given the title of Abba Ploni or Ima Plonis. That was a lush from respect. You have names, a lot of names in Shas. Abba Shol, Abba Mari. Abba was a title. People didn't have two names in Shas. You didn't have anybody in the Gemara that had two names. That was the first that we find very few Rishonim even that had two names. So Abba was a title. Vashem Gamliel, you karm, Masam, Abba Ploni, the Ima Plonis. But Gamliel's Avadim Mushvach got such titles. Meiselister, it's a Meiselister. Rum Gamliel, we just said, not supposed to, and then we said Rambam Gamliel did have it. So Mishum the Chashivi, they were very chashva avadim mishpachos. Amar Rav Elazar, my duksiv kein avarecha b'chayi b'shmecha es hakapi, kein avarecha b'chayi zu kriyashma, b'shimcha es hakapi zu tefila. V'im osa kein alavakas v'omer k'molchel v'deshen tispa nafshi. That if a person does this davens and says kriya shema, so tispa nafshi is soul satiated. Lo od el shenochel shnei olamim olam hazeh v'olam haba. Yarshins both olam hazeh and olam haba. Shnemar v'sifsei renonos yahalol pi. Rabbi Lazar busted the Messiah to lusei amar hachi. The Gemara now is going to go into a series of different hanhagos of various tanaim and amoraim, what they would say at the end of their davening. So Rabbi Lazar at the end of his davening would say the following tefila: Yirutzal v'nach Hashem elkeinu shetishkan b'parenu ava ve'achla v'shalom v'reis v'chibruk v'leinu b'talmidim v'tatzliach sofenu achris v'tikva v'tasum chalkenu b'gan eden v'tekneinu b'chavertov v'yetzertov b'olamecha v'nashka v'nimtza yachul, which on the side it translates as Taivas Livavenu, Liira Shemecha, Vitova Fnacha Kuris Nafshem Litova. For a whole bunch of cheerful things, that we should have shalom, that we should have good friends, that we should want the right things, we should want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his tefila at the end of the tefila. Rabbi Yochanan busted the Messiah Slusi Amar Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan offered the following tefila at the end of davening: Yirutzal Fnacha Shemel Kenu, Shetatzitz Bivashtenu, Vitabit Barasenu, Vitislavish Barachamecha, Vitiskas Abuscha, Vitisativ Bachasidusecha, Vitisazar Bachanusecha, Vitova. Notice the difference in tone. Much, much less cheerful. Hashem should see our embarrassment, how bad things are. You should have rachmanus. We need your rachmanus. A very, very different kind of tefillah. Rabbi Zera busted the Messiah time, Susi Amarachi, Rabbi Zera, when he finished davening, said as follows, Yerusalem v'nachashem elkenu shalom nechtav lo nevo shalom nichalim avosenu, that we should have this, the koach, we should have the strength not to sin, and we shouldn't therefore, and because by sinning, it would be a terrible busha from our forefathers, that they were such tzaddikim, and we'd be left humiliated. Rabbi Chia basud masi Amarachi, Yerusalem v'nachashem elkenu shetei taraskum nasenu, val yid v'libenu val yechshchu enenu, that the Torah should be our main umnus, and that we shouldn't be sad, and our eyes shouldn't be darkened. What does it mean, al yechshchu enenu, our eyes shouldn't be darkened? So the Malo Roim in the back of the Gemara says, based on what the Gemara says in Ksubis, amida kasha lelev, halicha kasha leinayim. When you walk around too much, it's not good for the eyes. So when it's taraskum menasenu, you're able to sit in one place to learn. You don't have to stand and walk so much, and therefore it's lo yechshchu enenu fits taraskum menasenu. Rav Basar Tzlusei Amarach, Yerusalem V'nach Hashem Elkein, Shesitin Lanu Chayim Aruchim, Chayim Shal Shalom, Chayim Shal Tov, Chayim Shal Brach, Chayim Shal Panasa, Chayim Shal Chil Tzatzamus, Chayim Sheish Vam Yeras Chet, Chayim Shein Vam Bush Rechlima, Chayim Shal Osh Avachav, Chayim Shetevanu Avasor V'yashamayim, Chayim Shetemali Lanu Es Kol Mashal Slibenu Letova. So obviously we put that into the Brach Sachodesh, but that's what he used to say at the end of every davening. Okay, well then Libenu Letova, we'll just finish with this part. The Rashash says, Kol Mashal Slibenu Letova means a lot of times we daven, but we don't really know what's good for us, and we're davening for things that aren't really good for us. We daven that Hashem should not only answer our tefillos, but answer our tefillos for what's actually litova, what's actually genuinely really good for us.